So recording has started.
Okay, this is the May 9th OEMR board meeting. We're going to do a call to order and the roll call, Brady, if you don't mind.
Yep. I'm going to go through the board directors. Jit?
Here.
Asher?
Here.
Robert?
Here.
Daniel? Nay. Actually, Daniel's not here. Sherwin?
Here.
Brady? Here. Roberto?
Here.
Matthew? Not here. Stephen?
Here.
Good. And so that's it. So for the record, I didn't ask for, just so we have that, Lou, Senna, Scott, or Shamim.
Correct.
Okay. Brady, I think it's appropriate for me to drop off the call.
Sure.
And I really, really appreciate all the board members. Brady, thank you so much for your support. And we will continue supporting from this all. Probably I will be less. The team will do much more than ever before to the Open EMR and OEMR. Thank you and take care, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Senna. Okay. Thank you.
Take care, Senna. Bye-bye, yeah. Senna.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Okay, super. Thanks, Brady. Thank you, Senna. And, okay, so we've got a quorum based on the new board of directors that was just voted in at the member meeting.
Super. Yeah, we have, yep.
Okay, I think, are we still waiting to get the, because Robert's been so busy, to get the prior meeting minutes?
Yes.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to prepare everything, and I'm just going to send an email, and if we just approve them in the email, I'll put the motion in the email. It just, everybody has to approve it, and that'll be, I'm just going to compile all of it so everybody's got it, can review it, and get it done, instead of trying to waste all the time doing it in the meeting. I should have that out by the end of the week.
Great.
Cool. I won't leave that for Jit.
And then Stephen, do you want me
Thank
to?
Thank you. You're nice.
Do you want me to move? I'm gonna on our plan. Do you want me to move the on the forum post the elect board of directors just to slot 3 or something? So then we do that right away, or do you want to do that later on?
Yeah, maybe we should move it a little further down, like on the new business.
Okay, perfect. Okay, go
ahead. Okay, good. Okay, I'll do the financial report, item number 3. We've had an uptick in donations, probably due to 5.0.1 release and the really good reception. And I posted the updated numbers for April. And, you know, we're just kind of holding steady right now. The OEMR business, I will take up under unfinished business. Any questions?
Nope.
Okay, great. Item number 4, unfinished business, the organization restructuring. We are in a holding pattern with 501c6. I thought we were going to have some movement on this, but it needs further analysis. It's just kind of tricky. And since we don't have the legal expertise on this, we don't really have much confidence, I think, at this moment. I think something could happen with this if we need to. So we're just going to kind of take it a little slower now and to keep looking into it. I mean, there's a bunch of forms that we could fill out and send in, but until we have some clear-cut vision on, are we a business league or are we really a community of volunteers? We just have to be very careful on this next application or we're going to end up in the same, you know, pitfall that we got into with 501c3 reinstatement. So be happy to answer any questions about that.
This is Brady. Just to add on to that. So I did talk with InfoGuard, or actually emailed them. So because a lot of it is meaningful use, we don't want to, you know, we have to keep OEMR for meaningful use, but we can migrate to another brand or another organization. So another option,
without having to recertify.
Yeah, they told me it would be a small fee, which I mean, I'm guessing it's in the hundreds of dollars. low hundreds of dollars to do that. But it's not, no, you do not have to recertify.
Ugh, finally, some news about all this.
So I think that makes an option of potentially, you know, if we do have another organization that gets built in the future, potentially getting acquired or migrating it there is an option to think about.
Cool.
It's great news.
And I'll get more information on that. They want to talk to me in person to kind of nail down what we need to do.
Okay, great. Thanks, Brady. Any other questions? You know, because this is important. This is our status with the IRS. If anyone is in the dark about anything, feel free to speak up.
Hey guys, just a quick notice. This is Daniel Ehrlich. I'm the calling it from the Salt Lake every number, the 312 number.
Okay.
So,
hey Daniel.
Just to update you, Daniel, we had like a regular board meeting where you voted in all the current board members again. So you're voted in as a board member again. And then we can add you as being present to this meeting.
I already did it.
Cool. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so Daniel, I'm not sure if you caught this. This is the organization restructuring. We're on unfinished business in the agenda.
Okay. Got it.
And Brady just updated us on, you know, one of the key things OEMR does is it maintains the ONC certification. It's kind of like the how would you characterize it, Brady, like the responsible body or party?
It's basically the legal organization that basically it's like a vendor in a way, but not really. It's a legal organization that basically holds the certification. So a company has to hold it, either a nonprofit or something. You can't just be like a informal thing. So we need to have, so in a way that's one of OEMR's main roles at this point is just holding that meaningful use certification. So it definitely looks like that we can transfer that to another organization if we need to.
Okay, great. Okay. I guess there are no other questions, so we can move on. And to the next subject is cloud partnerships. I'm just going to run down the list here and, you know, feel free to step in if you have something to say.
Asher, if you want to say anything, you can. Otherwise, I can talk about it too.
I'm sorry. I had just gotten disconnected. Oh. What are we discussing?
We're just talking about the cloud stuff.
Ah, okay. What I was talking about with Full Stack is that the thing is that OpenEMR standard is much simpler, and I understand all of it much better. I'm significantly more confident that it's going to work out, and I will bet, Jit, that you understand its part a whole lot better than maybe you understand Full Stack. Full Stack hasn't been tested under clinical load, and it involved a lot of technology that I've never worked with before. So I'm not sure that you want your clients to be the first people who learn that I don't know what I'm doing. Or that I maybe could have done better in certain places.
And hey, Asher, this is I kind of messed up. So we were just talking about like the overall cloud partnerships, and then we could talk with Jit about specifics.
It's totally my fault.
You were just continuing your conversation from before, which is fine. But yeah, I guess you know, just like an overview of like we've released this and our plan is with this and that kind of thing. Yeah.
My mistake. I'm sorry.
No, that's all my right. fault. Sorry.
The biggest news is that standard hit. I figure everyone here has heard about it, and it is the as near as I can tell, it's the first EHR that open source and is directly targeting HIPAA. I haven't heard. I don't know a lot about this necessarily, but I haven't run into anybody who's directly talking about how their open source product interacts with HIPAA.
Yeah, I agree. And again, you know, definitely thank you for doing all this, Asher. I mean, you basically released, I think, 5 packages with Amazon Web Services ranging from low cost, to high cost and also dealing with HIPAA and all that stuff.
I think that Asher, I think you were, I told you on the chat, you were a blessing to me because you know, I was trying to ask for help and I had SSL problems and all that. So I totally agree with you. I don't want my client to go into a first test case. The full stack might have the right infrastructure according to, you know, maybe the right type of ability to handle big loads and whatever, but we don't know how it's going to work. So everything that happened, happened fine. It happened in standard. We had some growing pains. I've got feedback for the community, for the board. People stepped up to help. You know, you helped. Jerry helped a little bit. Brady helped. I emailed him. So it's all good. It's just a learning experience. It's something new for us. And now it's just better for people who are going to use full stack or continue with standard. So no, don't feel any other way. It was all good. It's all good. I just wanted to just share feedback because I think that's my responsibility because I actually have, I'm sort of the test case for you guys in a way. I have clients who needed it. And so I started using it. And so hopefully we can learn from that. So that's all I had to say about that. So.
Great.
So I appreciate your help.
Thank you, Asher, for doing all this stuff. I don't think anybody else could have done all this cloud stuff. It's also very helpful for obviously end users. It's easy to install for lots of folks. It'll be a nice avenue for a lot of people to go in terms of supporting OpenEMR. I guess the only thing to add probably is that Google, the goal is to get also a package that you can load from Google's cloud launcher, which of course Asher is working on that also. So
the going there is slower than I'd like, but I think I'm finally making traction because they like to use words that don't mean things.
Well, they use license for like 10 different things. So that's what, I know what you're saying. They actually don't support certain licenses too. So, but we're okay in that regard.
Okay, oh, one other thing last thing to mention with the cloud stuff is that we're pursuing, we're leaning on George Mason University, and they said that they recently got their sim labs up to 501. And I've been pushing the virtualization stuff for their desktops, and they actually mentioned I believe that Robin mentioned that they were looking to move to a standard for some of the patient trials if the university didn't end up willing to host actual live data on their own servers. So between that and them recommending it to clinics in the in that area, I think we're pretty well positioned there.
That's pretty cool. I mean, there's two things going on. There's an EDU component and then also a private practice.
Yeah, I think so. In the private, actually, there's two components there. We have kind of in the U.S. and outside the U.S., I think, also. So there's a lots of different – it's a huge – that's what's nice, so nice about having all these different packages. There's a huge spectrum of different sort of situations and scenarios that it can support.
Okay, great. Sorry about as quick as you could run through all the recent happenings there. So thank you, guys. And I know probably Matthew wishes he was here for this marketing piece, but does somebody else want to speak up?
Was there something specific that he wanted to go in to talk about?
It's just a general topic that I see in the agenda. I can't think of anything.
The press releases went out for 501. They got some pretty good traction. It's Nurses Week, so we're going to do a little bit of social media about that, just like we did for Doctor's Day. Not a whole lot going on in the social media front at the moment. We've kind of been spread thin doing other projects. But Matthew was going to order a bunch of shirts and stickers and something else. We're trying to get some tangible assets to help some community building. If we go to conferences or reach out to, you know, community members that have really done a lot for the project. as a way to say thank you. We were talking about it today. I don't think he's ordered anything, but I think he's paying for it all out of pocket or has somebody he's working with to pay for it. So that's about the only thing I know about with marketing, unless Brady wants to talk about the results, like the analytics of that press release we did.
I guess there was I don't know about the analytics, but the cloud stuff we obviously released a press release on the standard release. I'm actually working on an article that basically looks at all the five packages basically, which will be a pretty big either press release or blog. So that's related to the cloud analytics. Go ahead.
That sounds like a great multi-part, like a series of blog posts where we do a deep dive into every aspect, like every cloud version. So we could spread that out over, geez, how many do we have? Five. So we could spread that out over like a 3-week period and stagger the blog posts as a way to kind of build returning users.
That sounds good. I mean, maybe we have an article that we were working on a long time ago. So maybe we'll just get get it all together and then figure out what to do with it. Chop it up or not chop it up. All that kind of stuff.
Or even if we do an overview, one blog post is an overview of everything. Yep. And we do a series of deep dives.
That sounds
good. Let me know how I can help. Because you're all desperately, depressingly aware that I can go on about it for hours.
Well, yeah, I know. I'll definitely get you. I mean, I think it's something we were working on months ago, actually. But then, you know, we were waiting for Standard to come out, and then so it got delayed. But I'll revisit that because I think that'll be useful to really show the whole spectrum of all these things that people can use for the cloud. That'll be good. Otherwise, the analytics stuff, I'm not sure what that – maybe you mean like we've had a lot more forum activity just – and going along with just like Steven was saying, donations – and also GitHub activity too. So that's been for the last week. So we'll see how that goes.
I just meant in general.
In general.
Just, you know, how we did, how our last press release did. We recently broke a couple of sites. We had so much traffic. We brought down the Open Collective website and openhealthnews.com. Yeah. We brought down.
Open Health News had 20,000 hits over the weekend when that press release came out for the 5.0.1 release. Yeah. So they consider that going viral, I guess, is what he was saying. Roger.
Brady, in social terms, a virus is a good thing.
Yeah.
You want to go viral.
Viral media, yeah. Viral media.
And that was really Matthew's doing. Matthew got it on, he got on Hacker News on the front page for a couple days.
Yeah, he did. He knows how to work that Hacker News system.
The Hacker News, I mean, you would think, like, who uses this thing? But, I mean, you get a link up there, and you're just – it's going to break your site if you – like, it would probably break our website, I would guess, but that's fine.
Oh, we would fall so hard so fast.
So thank you, Matthew, for that if you're listening to this recording.
Okay, great. Good wrap-up of marketing. Are there any conferences coming up or any anything on the radar there?
Not that I know of. I would have liked to have gone to – there was the American Nursing Informatic Association. They had their annual meeting in Orlando – I think it's actually tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and I only realized that they were here this week, so that would have been fun to go to. I don't know, just way too last minute to get anything with it though.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, you know, the thing that surprised me about conferences these days is there isn't a lot more engagement online or any. There's not a lot of streaming. There's not a lot of participation for people that maybe can't afford to travel or don't care who, you know, it should be, there should be a easier way to check in with a conference without having to physically be there.
I would assume that it's a moneymaker. Physical, you know, that's how they make their money. You got to show up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
There is one conference coming up. I know this is just in North Carolina where I'm at, but it's a North Carolina Health Informatics Association, and they have a really big group here. All the big players are in there, you know, big hospitals and systems and stuff. It's coming up in October 8th through 9th of this year, and I'm just trying to figure out if there's some – there's usually some kind of forum or discussion or interest in sort of open source technology. So I'll let you guys know when I look into it more. But that's coming up here in Charlotte, North Carolina, in October 8th. So I've been a member of that organization. I know everybody, the chair, the board, everything, everybody. And, you know, all the big CTOs of bigger hospital systems come, as well as, you know, people who are part of like FQHCs and et cetera. So that might be helpful. There's an open source sort of section to that that might be helpful for us for our marketing. So I'll let you guys know later on. Not a, it's not like a HIMSS, but, you know, I guess for North Carolina it is. But
yeah, it's good to know. Thank you, Jeff.
Sure.
All right, let's move on to raising funds. I spoke a little bit about the donations kind of getting uptick, and I think all this attention will kind of continue to drive donations. And I know, Matthew probably would want to speak here about some things he's been working on, but does anybody else have something to add?
Matthew's only that, doing a lot of work on this.
I remember that at one point we were talking to Amazon, and the delays in standard, we lost touch with the guy at we lost touch with our Health and Human Services guy. We might want to reach back out to him now that standard is out and we've got a domestic grade product that people are using.
So Health and Human Services guy over at Amazon. Do you have his email by chance? Or you do?
I should still have that thread.
Oh, let's dig it up and then I'll send an email and CC you on it and we'll see if we can get something going.
Wait, he's with HHS or he's with Amazon?
He's with Amazon. I'm just extremely bad at acronyms. He was their he's their health and life sciences guy.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
So I'm just saying that we should get in touch with him now that standard is out and domestic clients are using it.
Definitely.
So that would be like dollars or credits. I kind of remember hearing about credits from Amazon.
Oh, we could use those. We're spending like $150 a month with them, but prior board members thought that we might be able to get cash donations. I'm not quite sure how likely those are, but we should open that channel regardless.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not hearing much else, so I guess we can move on to our conflict of interest policy. I guess it's time to make sure all our board members have an updated copy of that signed on file.
What I would like to do is...
Yeah, I've never signed that thing.
Yeah. So what I would like to do is, since we just did a new board, we should go ahead and just sign everything now and then just get in the habit of doing an annual one at the same meeting. Or like within that first month, everybody signs all the stuff and gets it out of the way, because we kind of did it in the middle of the year last year, in the middle of our elections year, basically. So if everybody's okay with that, if you don't mind signing it again, if you already did, I can send it out. It's basically just a conflict of interest policy.
Sounds good.
Yeah. We should get everybody to sign it. And, maybe non-competes as well.
What is a non-compete with?
I don't
like. I'm a vendor, so I just want to make sure that I understand that I'm not stepping on any toes.
I don't think we need to go through non-competes for our nonprofit organization. I think that would
well. I think it would. It's applicable, but I don't know how enforceable it is, especially if we have vendors. The conflict of interest, that's pretty straightforward. Yeah, I've been on the fence about the non-competes for a while.
Matthew has he has the lawyers involved. Maybe he can ask if that's even something you do for a nonprofit, or maybe we should get some, because I've never heard of that done for nonprofits. But I don't know. I don't have much experience, but not something I've ever been asked to do.
Yeah, I guess we should probably let the lawyers talk on that one, because it's been on my mind as something that might be applicable.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, wanted to ask Robert, I think obviously I agree to have guidelines in place where the interest of the board and the interest of community at large is not compromised by any selfish interest of one individual company. That's hands down. But I think that I think we should check with lawyers, because it can get a little gray area in terms of for vendors, because sometimes vendors, it's pretty obvious, we don't use something of the community and then go profitize on it and never contribute anything that we have from the community back to the community. But the same times that you do it unknowingly and you don't want to get into that gray area as a vendor. So I think that once you talk to the lawyers, just it has to be in language that's very clear if it's applicable, if it's something that we have to know, because, that's a concern. I mean, I think most people, I can't speak for people. I don't know about John Williams or anybody, but I can speak for myself that I have no intention of intentionally doing anything, being a board member, or even if I wasn't, it's just part of the community. But we're just going about our business, and we don't want to do any. We don't know sometimes if we're doing something that would conflict with the community. So, just make it clear whatever you do clear language.
Good point, Jitch. It's a good point. This is Stephen. I just part of the onboarding or new board members, we go to sign a conflict of interest. Might be a good time to have a little quick rundown through the bylaws
review.
Because we have an Article 13 indemnification, which kind of lays out the law for us and how things would proceed, if anything got fishy. So, going over that, it's a good subject to be, educated on. So let's just leave it at that. Maybe I can follow up with Robert and we can send something out with the conflict of interest, just a little few finer points of Article 13. I don't know why they picked the unlucky number there, but I guess we're stuck.
Yeah, and maybe some examples, like in clear, easy language for like example of obvious, well, maybe even like an example of a conflict of interest that may not be so obvious, but it is a conflict of interest. I think there's some obvious ones, but sometimes it could be gray areas. And so, of course, everybody signed the document, but then you don't want to come back and be accused of violating it when it's something in a gray area and you didn't intend to do it. So
yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. Like the conflict of interest policy, I think generally covers all the obvious stuff. And then the gray areas, I mean, that's just stuff we talk out. I mean, being a vendor is not inherently a conflict.
And the solution is usually pretty obvious. It's just, you can't vote for this. We're going to have this election, but you can't vote for it because there's a conflict of interest. It's not.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I wouldn't.
Right. Like MU3 committee or whatever before, didn't want vendors to be part of it because, yeah. So
my thought was more along the lines of, I wouldn't want, the non-competes are more about if I just decided to up and resign my position and start my own nonprofit in the healthcare IT field, well, that's fine, but usually you have to wait a certain amount of time. It's like if a newscaster, leaves a local station, they can't go work for the next affiliate right down the street for 6 months or a year, or however it is, however long it may be.
Right.
So I'll talk to Matthew or Stephen about it and see what the lawyers have to say. I'm getting tired of playing a lawyer on TV. It's I have to sound like I know what I'm doing.
Someone has to do it. One of us. We could probably skip trademarking and OSI because that's a private issue and probably don't want to make it all public. And then OSI is, I mean, the question is, do we even do that now that we don't really, the OEMR is up in limbo sort of for restructuring. So probably push that off anyway.
We could probably pull OSI off the agenda. It's,
yeah.
It's just on hold until we get our stuff figured out. And then we can we can come back to it. No point in doing something now if we're just going to change our structure, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
It's on my mind. It's like, it's in the back. I know we want to. I want to do it personally, but we just, other things that we need to figure out first.
And then I guess that leaves us with funding for fire is on the agenda.
That's still ongoing project. So Jerry's still working on that. There has been a little bit of a hiatus just because a lot of other stuff was going on that he was working on. But he's getting back into the fire world. So hopefully I'll have more to say next meeting.
He's involved with quite a bit of code right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With other.
He's doing a lot. Yeah. And I know he's doing, he's working on a lot. He's kind of in this area that's pretty high in demand, working on CCDAs, fire, HIEs. So he's got this level of expertise now that I think he's going to be, asked to do a lot of stuff for a lot of different folks.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the billing. Yeah. I know he's in there.
Yeah.
But fire is kind of central. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just said I think he had a lot of commits to this latest release, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, I've been working with him. He's a great
guy.
He's
doing, I mean, it'll happen, but it's just getting a little delayed. But, again, we have the first chunk in there, so that's good.
Excellent. And I think this must have been left over from everyone still waiting for a check, where's the status?
I think there have been a couple small reviews on that. There may be just a small change or something that's needed. I'll talk with Sherwin. I'll email him. Yeah, I know he's on the call, but I'll give you an email, Sherwin, because I think it's just some simple stuff, as I recall, in the last review.
We had approved up to, I don't know, I thought it was like $1,000 or something.
Maybe 500,
I think. It was 1,000. Oh, 500, okay. Yeah. So once we get those previous notes, we can clear that up and maybe finalize that next month. That'd be great. And then new business, we might as well recap what we discussed about officers. Brady, if you can refresh my feeble memory.
So the plan is Jit is going to take over, at least this is what I proposed. Jit's going to take over secretary and Robert's going to go to the chair. Otherwise, the other positions all stay the same. Unless anybody else has something else to propose.
Okay, I'll second that motion. I guess it'd be nice just to run down through a roll call just for the formality of it, I guess.
Do you want me to roll call just the people that are present?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so Brady is a yes. Asher?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Roberto?
Yes.
Steven?
Yeah.
Jit?
Yes.
Sherwin?
Yeah.
And then Daniel?
Yeah. Really quickly, guys, what am I voting on? Two people are switching positions or something?
You weren't. Sorry, you weren't. So basically, we realized we were talking about this at last meeting, but realized we had to talk about this one. So we vote because annually we have to vote for the officers, which are basically the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, and the treasurer. And what we decide is that the treasurer, Stephen, will stay, and Matthew, the vice chair, will stay. And Jit offered to do the secretary role, which Robert's doing, but was happy to not do anymore. So Jit took over that role. And since Senna has dropped off the board, he was the chair, so he had an opening in the chair, and Robert was interested in that, so he's going to be in the chair. I hope that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Kind of a little bit of musical chairs, I guess. So are you okay. a yes or I forgot.
Oh yeah, no, I already
okay,
said yes.
Okay.
For affirmative. For, what did you guys all say before? Six people said yes before me, but I don't even. What word did you guys use?
Did they say yay?
Or yes? Here.
There you go.
Here.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
From the south.
Okay, I guess still on. Are we good with that? I think that.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. So, any other new business items?
Well, I do have a question back to Asher about the full stack. I guess now standards in the marketplace, is there a plan to get full stack in the marketplace? More tested more and sometime in the future?
Full stack and Express Plus violate critical rules about how Amazon wants the software deployed. Express and standard required some teeth gritting contortions to meet both my HIPAA targets and Amazon's requirements. Express Plus doesn't meet them and never will, and Full Stack is simply nuts. I mean, you would literally have to pay me to contemplate Full Stack because it is just going to be hard, and there's not a huge amount of demand for it either. I mean, people have dabbled with full stack here and there, but I don't think they've been hammering on it.
Okay.
In many ways, you can consider full stack a reference deployment. If you wanted to be Mr. Serious Business and talk about facility grade loads, then you would have something that looks like full stack. But who should actually use that thing?
Gotcha. Okay, good to know, just for the future. I think I'm fine with standard. We worked out the kinks, but, it's good to know.
Well, I think the Coast Guard would use the full stack.
Well, I would love for somebody to use it. I mean, I didn't build it to be broken. I'm just saying that it pushed the edges of what I understand, and I wouldn't recommend that someone attempt to use full stack unless they were familiar with everything I touched. So, you're going to want to know Redis, and you're going to want to know CouchDB, and you're going to want to know, you're going to want to know all those layers, because if they break, I don't know that I can help you fix them that well.
Right. I got that. Yeah. That's not me.
You've got a knack for sales, Asher.
Yeah,
but the backups are good.
Get big bucks. Yeah, the backups.
I have a quick question, Sherwin. How do you spell your last name?
It is G A D D I S.
That's what I thought it was. Okay, perfect. I know I've got it. I could look it up, but I'm trying to keep up with the notes, and that's just one that I wanted to confirm. Thank you.
Well.
Okay, thank you, Asher. That's pretty interesting stuff there. Any other new business item?
If we can discuss the trademark stuff if we want to take the meeting private after we're done with everything, I can update anybody that needs to know. I don't mind doing that. Okay. as long as we're not recording.
Yeah, sure. You can move that to executive session, I guess they call that. Mm-hmm. So I guess as long as you add an extra item to the agenda saying we went to executive session for that reason, that'd probably be good for the minutes.
What did you call it? Executive section?
Session.
Session. You know, executive session. Got it.
No, just for the board only.
Yes.
And I guess we're on to the public and community concerns.
we've kind of heard a lot. I know some of it's new business with JIT, but I guess it would also be considered public or community concerns about, you know, some of the things we discussed. But anything else, it's always a good place to bring stuff up you didn't feel was appropriate in other times. Okay. I guess that's not anyone with something understandable.
Actually, yeah. Hey, so is this, which session is this? Is this the non-recorded one or?
This is recording. We can always adjourn though, and then we could do non-recorded.
That was the dog thing part of the meeting.
Yeah, I guess if we had to add it to the agenda, like security stuff, and a couple things like that, I can say.
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, okay. After.
I can add it to the agenda, but I'm just going to get deferred to the executive session for security.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Okay, and the next board meeting is June 13th. There, I guess we haven't refreshed my agenda, but there won't be an annual member meeting. The next member meeting would be next year, most likely, unless one was called, you know, before that one, I guess, whatever that is. Okay, I will accept a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion and I'll stop recording.